Evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. This is your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. And our toll-free line is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We can get you on the ear here tonight. And I think there's a few things happening in the news tonight. This past week has been quite a tumultuous one, and so I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit about those things as well. Let me encourage people. You know, we're not given a spirit of fear by the Lord. And so we should not be panicking over the coronavirus. I'm optimistic that we'll not do near as bad as they're preparing for. But I suppose it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. But we certainly ought not to be panicking. And some people, that's exactly what they're doing. They're just simply panicking. And there's no reason, especially if you know the Lord, to be in a panic. So a lot of things coming up. And don't forget, the election is coming up this Tuesday. Ohio's has their primary elections coming up. They are still on. And I know, because I work during the elections, and we have not been told not to show up. So we are planning on being there. And also, one thing you should check out, though, if you are in a place where your voting location normally is in a senior assistant, a senior living center, or a nursing home type setting, do call your county board of elections if you haven't heard from them already, because your voting location poll will have been moved because the nursing homes and senior facilities are shut down to outside visitors. So do call about that. But pray and exercise some common sense. Best thing you can do, over and over the doctors tell us, is wash your hands. That's a simple best thing you can do. And no, you do not need antibacterial soap. We're talking about viruses. Antibacterial soap, other than making you feel good, doesn't really do anything for the virus. Good soap, just a good soap and warm water. Hot water is even better. And wash your hands 20 seconds. Get between your fingers all around and work the soap around your hands for a good 20 seconds, and that's the single best thing that you can do, and to do that periodically, and keep your hands away from your face. That's probably the hardest thing right there. So a lot of things, we'll touch on some of them perhaps throughout the course of the program, but certainly want to encourage you to not to be overcome with fear, but instead just continue to do the best that you can, watch out for each other, and go from there. All right, well, let's see. I want to get to a couple things here, and my computer's wanting to be funny on me here tonight as I'm signing on, and I don't think my computer's got the virus, but there it goes. It's going a little better now. But I want to remind you, too, speaking of the computer, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can follow us there and like our Facebook page as well at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and then you can follow us on that. Let's see, there was something else I was going to mention here real quick about our church. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to check us out there. And computers like to do funny things here. Last week, my computer decided not to charge, and I think it's doing that same problem again tonight. The computer's not picking up a charge. Craig, if you get a chance, I don't know what you did last week, but it's saying it's not. I happened to be proactive and checked it, and I'm going to run out of my computer's going to die here in the middle of everything. I'm all plugged in according to this. So sorry about that, folks. It's just one of those things that happens. I'm not sure what's going on here. But here, let me move this wire around a little bit. Got enough space? All right. Yeah. Well, due to technical conditions that weren't beyond our capability, Craig got me set up here. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. And now I am charging. I think the something's going bad with our charger, our power strip in here. But anyway, that's 2 weeks in a row. So, all right, where was I? I was starting to talk about our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I'm the pastor there, and you can, if you go to our webpage at livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, you can link to our page there for the church. And we are still currently meeting in Ohio this past week. They strongly urged assemblies over 100, and they were exempting churches at the time. Just as of, I believe, today, the CDC is suggesting no crowds, no assemblies over 50 now. And here in the state of Ohio, they've actually closed down effectively 9 p.m. Earlier this evening. They closed down all bars. I guess we can thank God for some positive things, but they closed down the bars and all restaurants where you sit inside and you know, at a table or whatever, have been closed indefinitely. Take out, carry out, places where you just go in, pick something up and leave are still open, which of course means that one of our sponsors, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, should still be available because they do takeout and delivery. So I'll talk more about them, but that's East Coast Pizza located at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And so those are some of the things that are happening here in Ohio, and things are changing all the time. My wife is an RN. She's a nurse and working in the hospice care side of things, and they're getting updates every day, sometimes multiple times a day, and some different things that come out. And our church has a weekly nursing home service, which, of course, we were not able to do today. And my heart certainly goes out to the residents in the nursing homes, that many of them just desperate for somebody to talk to, somebody to visit with them. And the staff just oftentimes doesn't have the time. There's so much to do, and they're chronically understaffed. And so even though we can't get in there right now, please pray for people that are in the nursing homes right now, and in some of these senior care facilities. They certainly need our prayers. If you can call somebody that's in there and talk to them, that's a good idea too. If they're in a setting where you can do that, that's certainly good. Encourage them and let them know that you're praying for them. All right. Well, we're going to get to our phone calls here as well this evening. As I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and actually haven't started with a word of prayer yet, so let's do that, then we'll jump to our calls. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again. Pray that you would bless and help in our country, help cooler minds to prevail, that people not panic, Lord, and we can pray and we can prepare, and we can pray some more, but we certainly shouldn't panic. And so, Lord, do pray that soon this will pass, and this will serve as a wake-up call to people in this country, Lord, that we need to turn to you as a nation, as a people, and certainly individually we need to turn to you, that we would be ready, knowing, Christ as our Savior, knowing where our eternal destiny lies, our destination lies. So, Father, we just pray that you would just have your hand upon us. Bless the program tonight. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody this evening. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, our toll-free number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got Daryl calling all the way from Tampa, Florida tonight. Daryl, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Al. I didn't expect to get on first because I kind of called a little bit, to my estimation, late.
Well, there were two of you calling in, and Nancy's our next caller, and she gives us a call each week, and she's willing to, you know, she said before to let other people go before her, and that's nice of her, and you don't get a chance to call as much, so
yeah,
you jump to the head of the line. How about that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Nancy, and I'm not going to be on very long. The scripture I wanted you to read is, if I'm getting it right, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm thinking about what's happening.
Oh yeah, in fact,
right now
I had that in our church bulletin today because, as a lot of people know, and I alluded to it, but I don't think I specifically mentioned it. President Trump said, "It is my great honor to declare Sunday, March 15th, as a national day of prayer." We are a country that throughout our history has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these. He went on talking about more. But yeah, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I actually quoted verses 13 and 14. It's all one sentence there, but go ahead.
I'm visually, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Prepared,
but I was going to say with your question there, if you'd like, I'll read it for you.
Yeah, please read it.
Yeah, let me start with verse 13 because it's all one sentence that continues into verse 14.
Right.
And it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting with verse 13, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people," and I think this could, you know, look at like a pestilence here. Then he says in verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
Right.
That's a powerful passage, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And with this is your show, and you guide the direction to where going through the Holy Spirit, but what I was thinking about that scripture was about why did God give that scripture? Well, that to me, that was given because of the dedication of the temple,
right,
by Solomon. And we need to understand Israel at that time, as opposed to where we are as New Testament believers, they would address God at the temple, and before the temple, we knew that the Ark of the Covenant, it dwelt in tents. David wanted to build a house for God, but God did not. You said it was a wonderful thing that he wanted to do, but no, I did not want you to do that because you were called for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But leave that to your son, Solomon. So David
right.
gathered all of the resources, the finances, and the materials, such that when he was off the scene, Solomon went on ahead and did that. But that was the place where Israel was to go if they went astray, as they often did, and God were to do certain things. And we want to know, God, what's going on? Where have we gone wrong? Or what's going on? Well, you went to the temple to address that, and God would speak to you through the ark right there. And if you notice what that the latter part of that sentence says, if my people, not the Canaanites, not the Jebusites, not the any of the ites, he said, my people
right.
were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not my hand. Because a lot of times, I can't speak for anybody else, a lot of times I get into that thing of saying, God, I need this, I need that. He knows what I need. A lot of times, what he wants me to do is to seek his will. What does it tell us in the New Testament? seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added to you. And I'm guilty of that. I don't seek the kingdom. I don't seek his will. I want the things now. I want all of that stuff now. But then, just go back a little bit. But what it talks about, pestilence, okay? He's sending pestilence and whatever through the land. This thing is going to be, if it's going to be turned, if it's going to be done, and I believe God is allowing this to happen for a purpose, true believers are the thing that's going to pray and get this thing turned, not religious folk. That's not going to get it done. The people who have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this thing will be turned. I look at it like I've been going astray or I've been doing something that's wrong, and God is tapping me on the shoulder. Hey, I need to talk to you. We need to talk. And a lot of stuff we see is going on in our land. I'm going to just come out and say it. Homosexuality with the LGBTQ. I'm just say that. I don't want you to get in trouble. We know.
No, I'd say it myself. I say it at church today.
The church and the laws and stuff, but we know what's going on. And it's worldwide. It's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that can get this turned, and God wants people, I believe he wants, excuse my bad English, want us to turn to him. Turn to him. I'll get off the air and let your other callers speak to you, but it's good to hear from you, Pastor Al.
Well, and it's good to hear you, from you likewise, Daryl, and I hope things are going well down there in Florida.
Oh, yeah, nice and hot.
Well, thing. Hey.
You know, with the viruses, they don't like.
That's it. Right.
My primary doctor told me, but we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're in a cold climate or we're in a hot climate, all of the believers, we need to humble ourselves and pray.
Exactly.
And I've had people who are not saved. I go to take treatments or whatever. And now it's like it seems like the ample opportunity. And I quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14 to them. And it was like, I never heard that before. That mm-hmm. sounds so beautiful. And it really got them to thinking, what else does that mean? See what I mean?
Right.
God is trying to get our attention.
You're absolutely right, Daryl.
People who have the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not religion. Relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To talk to them. And what are we supposed to do with people who don't want to humble themselves and want to be stubborn? Hey, I'll just say this, Pastor Al, and I'll get off the air. And when the Exodus was about to take place, there was one last plague that God was sending towards Egypt. We know it came at the mouth of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, the people in the land of Goshen, they were given instructions. Now, if you had to be having to be somebody to say, well, I'm a Hebrew, I don't have to follow all of that stuff, I feel for you. The problem is you won't follow instructions. You were supposed to take a lamb without blemish, and
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to slay it, roast it fast, because God is saying, you're getting ready to go, but this is what you want to take that blood. You want to put it on the doorpost, and you want to put it on the lintel, okay? And then that will pass over you. Now, if you didn't want to follow instructions and the firstborn in your house died, it's because you did not follow instructions. We got to follow instructions. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Good night, Pastor Al.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Good night. Stay safe, and God bless.
You be safe, too. God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And yeah, that's like Daryl said, we need to pay attention. We need to keep God first and foremost before us. And I remember 4 years ago, Franklin Graham went around to every one of the 50 states' capitals, every single one, with assemblies. I had the opportunity to go with some people down to Columbus when he was in Ohio, and he prayed not for specific candidates to be elected. He did not endorse any candidates, Republican or Democrat. He simply asked that everybody came together in their state capital and prayed for their local communities, prayed for their state, and prayed for the nation. And I believe God heard those prayers and responded because everybody expected Hillary Clinton to win the election. And I think God intervened. Daniel chapter 2, he sets up kings and takes them down. I believe God intervened in answer to the prayer of God's people coming together and humbling themselves and confessing sin and confessing the sins of our nation, the sins of our states, the sins of our communities before a holy God. And imploring him and seeking his forgiveness and interceding on behalf of our country, on our behalf of our states and communities. And that's really, I think, the gist of what President Trump was asking for by declaring today to be a national day of prayer, that God's people would come together and humble themselves and pray. And while doing that, confess the sins of ourselves, our communities, our states, our nation, and ask God for his forgiveness and his mercy. And God is gracious. We ought to be on our knees praying for this country. Well, there's a lot going on, and we've got a number of callers yet coming in, and I said Nancy would be next. So, Nancy, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al.
Hi, good evening.
Very interested. Thank you. Good evening to you. I was very interested in Daryl's call, and that's one of my favorite verses, 2 Chronicles 7:14. When a friend of mine and I, we had three Euclid tea parties about 10 years ago. That was my favorite verse. And we just have to realize we Christians have to do our part and humble ourselves and pray and be a good example.
Right.
Put God first. That was Pastor Andy's sermon today. Really good. Now, my question, also I was going to mention about the nursing home, about visitors. I have a very, very dear neighbor. She's currently in a nursing home. She was my favorite neighbor for decades. She's in a nursing home. And her daughter next door is out of the country visiting her daughter. And she asked me if I wanted to be the one person, the one visitor for my very dear friend, which I said I'd be honored to, you know, for the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But when you said they're changing things all along, I better call up and make sure that I can still come, because maybe they don't want any visitors.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, because many nursing homes are totally locked down to any outside people, even outside medical personnel and things.
Wow. So. Yeah, this was about 2 or 3 days ago. But my question tonight is about, Romans 6:14, the last half of the verse. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. But what I want to know, it's a little bit confusing to me, because when I read John 14:15, Jesus said, I believe it was Jesus, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Aren't the commandments the law? It's just a little confusing to me.
Well, it's also more than just the law. You know, there's lots of things that Jesus commands us to do. We're, you know, commanded to show his love. We're commanded to become Christ-like. We're commanded to tell others. And when we say the term commandments, a lot of times people think of just the Ten Commandments and limit it to that. But commandments are the many things that the Bible instructs us to do: pray and seek God's face, tell others, study, you know, think upon the things of God, show the love of God, many things like that. And in the portion that you're talking about there, if we love God, if we love Christ, then it's a natural thing that we would do those things that he asks us to do. That would be our characteristic. For instance, in John 15:12, he says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And so we ought to have love one for another as Christ had for us. That's a commandment. You know, it's not just the Ten Commandments. In the same chapter there, he's talking about bearing fruit and things like that, and he wants us to be fruitful. You know, these are commandments right there. And if we love him, we will do those things, and naturally we'll want to do those things. Now, we're not under obligation to, but we show that we love him by doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I know we're coming up on the break here real quick, so.
Yeah. Can you explain what does it mean to be under the law? Is it just all the Old Testament?
Yeah, the when we trusted Christ as our Savior, sin no longer has dominion over us, as he says in Romans 6:14, because we're forgiven, our sins are forgiven, and we're no longer under the law, but we're under his divine grace. So our sins, which we've committed under the law, the wages of sin is death. We deserve death under the law, but because we're freed from the law, which nobody could keep. The law, elsewhere, Paul says, is the schoolmaster, and point us to the need for a Savior. And so when we put our faith in Christ, we're under God's protective grace, his grace that frees us from the law. So yes, do we sin as a believer? Yes, oftentimes we do, but we are no longer under the law, meaning the penalty of the law, because our sins are forgiven, Christ paid for them, and his righteousness has been put on us. His blood is the propitiation for our sin. That's no excuse to sin, because the next verse 15 says, what then, shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? God forbid. Got about 20 seconds there, so.
Okay, well, thank you. You explained it very, very
well. Yeah, we're under grace.
I appreciate that so much. Okay.
Well, thanks for the call, Nancy. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, stay safe.
Good night.
We've got another half hour to go. We hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330 859-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we certainly invite you to visit us. We are still open. We are not a huge church, so we certainly aren't falling under, even though churches have been exempted so far, but we're not over the 100 person limit that the governor was suggesting, no gatherings over 100. Then, of course, as of today, the CDC said they suggest no gatherings of 50 or more. We're still under that limit, too. So, we're going to be open for the foreseeable future. But, you know, this is a fluid situation with the fears of the coronavirus or COVID-19, as it's more properly called. Actually, I think it's more properly called SARS-CoV-19. Actually, they're calling it the disease that it calls is properly called SARS-CoV-2, severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2. And just to point this out, there's conspiracy nonsense going around that they've been planning this, because after all, if you pick up a bottle of Lysol or a thing of disinfectant wipes, it says on there that it kills, it's effective against human coronavirus. Well, that's because coronavirus is a family of viruses. SARS, which everybody worried about a few years ago, is a coronavirus. MERS is a coronavirus. And this new one, COVID-19, COVID is coronavirus. And 19 is, for 2019, the year that they first detected it. And so it's just being called coronavirus. It's also been called the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus and all, because of where it originated, not because of racism or xenophobia, no more than the Spanish flu was called the Spanish flu or West Nile virus is called West Nile virus. It's because of places where they originated. And in fact, Ebola is called Ebola, not out of any type of racism or xenophobia, but just because it originated along the Ebola River in Africa. And so, you know, Wuhan virus is a perfectly legitimate and acceptable. In fact, many of the people crying about it, about people using it now, used it themselves frequently up until just very recently. And part of that's because there's a big push by the communist Chinese government to try and make it look like the coronavirus actually originated due to the United States. All this conspiracy nonsense that's going on around out there. I even read something tonight that said there's no such thing as an dispersed in the air virus, and that the only way that a virus or a bacteria or whatever can get inside the human body is through an injection. Of course, tying in with the anti-vaxxers who actually are responsible for about 90 deaths in the Samoan Islands from the measles last fall, but that's a whole other story. Yes, viruses can get in through mucous membranes. Viruses can get in through your eyes. They can get in through your nose, through your mouth, through an open sore or cut on your body. And this is very well documented, very well proven. I am not a virologist or an epidemiologist. I do have a biology degree, and at least I know a little bit of something. My wife is an RN. She deals with communicable diseases. We would not have a need for many of these disinfectants and things like that if it weren't for the fact that these things can get in through the mucous membranes. All right, well, off my soapbox there, just a reminder again that you can follow us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. livewithpastorandy.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. If you got a question about the Bible or current events, I can't imagine what current events you might have questions about tonight. Phone number is 888-677-9673, and we have got Keith calling in tonight. Keith, welcome to the program this evening.
Hey, long time no talk.
Hey, good to hear from you tonight. Okay. How are you doing?
Good, good. Well, I'm gonna probably be a little controversial with you, but you gotta read Psalms 91.
Oh yes, that's a good psalm. A friend of mine was talking about that as well. Psalm 91.
Yep, especially verse 3. Says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence." And you know, we gotta settle down. There's no doubt.
Right.
You know, we had 75 at our church today, so we were way down. So I guess we're over the, say, no more over 50, huh?
Well, that's what the CDC is coming out with today, and I imagine Governor DeWine is probably going to come out with something reflecting that tomorrow. That's my guess. I don't know that for sure.
And the restaurants are closed down, did I hear right?
Yeah, that came out today. He had a conference, and he called for that. And whether or not it's overkill, whether or not it's overreacting, I know one thing that it is going to help with. We've had worldwide already this year 99,768 deaths from the seasonal flu. That's nearly 100,000 deaths from the seasonal flu this year already. Coronavirus has had worldwide only just under 6,500 deaths. And just about 170,000 cases of it, of which about 6,500 deaths. And the transmission rate of the coronavirus is thought to be greater, or you know, it's more contagious than the seasonal flu.
Yeah,
but some of that is debatable because some of that information comes from the case in Wuhan, China, where it apparently originated, because the older population that was there, plus the people with respiratory problems because of widespread smoking. Many, many more people smoke in China than here in the United States. Plus, the air pollution is so much greater in China than it is here. And so as a consequence, they were much more susceptible. Forbes had put out a chart, and it's just the some of the most polluted places here in Ohio, in the United States, are just nothing compared to the air pollution in China. So if you get it, a lot of people, especially if you're under the age of 50, might even hardly know that you have it.
Well, they said the average age in China that people that died was age 57.
Yeah, and a lot of that is because they had like emphysema, COPD. Okay. They were challenged, and part of that's because of the severe air pollution and the extremely high smoking rates. And also, we don't have all of the numbers in there was a cruise ship that had it, and they showed on the cruise ship a fatality rate of 0.85%, much less than in China. And everybody on the ship that had it that died were over the age of 70. In fact, very similar to the seasonal flu, only about 20% of the people on the ship got the disease. So outside of Wuhan, China, they're reporting this that the death rate appears to be about 0.4%. South Korea reported the death rate as being about 0.65%.
Okay, but it is starting to lessen in China.
Oh, yeah, and I heard that too, that the number of new cases in China and South Korea appear to be lessening. In fact, here's a figure I was looking at. About 2/3 of the people in China, of the men in China, smoke compared to only about 15% of men in the United States. And smoking, you know, whether people want to smoke or not, the fact of the matter is it provides problems for your lungs and makes you more susceptible to airborne pathogens and things. I don't want to get off subject there, but yeah, you get emphysema, you get COPD, things like that as you get older, and that makes you more susceptible to this virus as well.
And I've heard, now, have you heard this, that China's actually accused that the U.S. Army planted it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's a whole other area, too. They're trying to spin this because it's damage control. That's why people that they can get convinced to do this, they're trying to throw out this nonsense that to call it the Wuhan virus is somehow racist or xenophobic, which it's neither. It's just merely stating this is where it was identified. No more racist or xenophobic than calling the Ebola virus because it was found in the Ebola River region or Valley region in Africa, or any number of other things. West Nile virus, for instance, that originated in the West Nile area of Africa. And
okay, now, have you heard that some people are actually thinking it's been...
That some what?
Virus, a patented...
Yeah, and then there's a story, too, that Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation has patented the virus, or conversely, that they've patented the vaccine, and they're holding that back till they can make a lot of money. The Gates Foundation is, Bill and whatever Gates is putting a lot of money into funding research into a vaccine. And they're not the only foundation doing that. And the idea of patenting, I can't speak here, certain biological agents, it does happen because they've patented various microbes that they've devised for different things. But as far as the Gates Foundation inventing/patenting the coronavirus and then the army releasing it into China, this, that, and the other, most of that is conspiracy stuff that's going on right now. More likely what happened is the coronavirus originated in China. They think possibly in bats, spread to the pangolin, which is a type of mammal, and then eventually to people. There's a bioresearch facility in Wuhan, China, that is one of the high-level facilities in China. And there's concern that... Perhaps they were experimenting with it, maybe trying to find a vaccine for it themselves. They had some infected animals which were to be disposed of, and a dirty little secret, instead of disposing of them by incinerating them, sometimes the people who are charged with disposing of the animals actually take them home for dinner or sell them in the market, which is like practically next door to the biolab. So that's a possibility of where it jumped into humans as a result of that. Somebody brought home a fricasseed rat with a side of coronavirus, you know. We don't know. A lot of it we just don't know yet. And so there's always going to be these things. Hey, I got a board full of callers here in a short time to do it.
Yeah, but it seems like an evil virus, that's for sure.
Yeah, and all viruses and all these pathogens that we have really go back to the curse that was put on the world because of Adam's disobedience. And as the Bible says, sin entered into by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so, death is passed upon all men as a result.
All right. So, fellow Christians, say read Psalms 91, Dad.
Yeah, Psalm 91 is an excellent psalm for people to read. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Okay. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Keith. God bless.
All right, you too.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to Doug next. And, Doug, welcome to the program this evening.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Doug. Good to see you at church today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You heard that they are closing, schools are closing because of the coronavirus.
Right. In fact, our local school district, the Revere District, closed on Friday. Some are closing tomorrow.
Yeah, because they said that they're going to be closed like throughout the school years. And you know what I'm thinking, though? You know, I believe that, you know, the children should be homeschooled anyway, because all this evolution teaching and all that nonsense that's why you got a lot of folks acting like animals, brute beasts, because they have been taught evolution for so long.
Well, you tell people they come from animals, and we shouldn't be surprised when they act like them, huh?
Right. So. And you know, of course, the pestilences and everything. See, I mean, like you said earlier in church, it is a foreshadow, because once it hit full blast, you know, we're not going to be here as the true born again believers, and see, it's going to be the end of the church age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel it.
Yeah. Well, it's what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians and also to the Corinthians about us being caught up, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And he said to comfort ourselves with those words. We're going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And then in chapter 5, he said, we're not appointed under wrath, but we may see, the Bible indicates we may see the foreshadowing, as we talked about before. And just like the birth pangs of a woman in travail, right. You know, it starts little cramping, and it gets bigger, more intense, more frequent before the baby finally comes. And I think we'll see some things happening prior to the tribulation period, likely prior to us being caught up, as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, to be with the Lord. We'll see those birth pangs increase and more intense. So, because we've got this pestilence right now with the coronavirus, and people have forgotten about this huge locust swarm that's swarming all over northern Africa and up in the Middle East, headed towards China.
I heard about that.
So, yeah. And that's another thing. And wars and rumors of wars. Iranian-backed militias attacked our troops again last night before, and several Americans killed there. And so we pray for our country. We certainly do. Doug, I want to thank you for that. I got about 7 minutes. I got three more callers yet.
God bless you.
But I appreciate you calling. It's great to meet you today. Appreciate that. And you take care. God bless. Stay safe. So we've got John and Euclid coming up next. John, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Pastor L. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I was listening to Nancy's call.
Yes.
And she was mentioning about the Lord Jesus and how he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So I was looking there, and John, the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, where he says real quick, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And in verse 12, he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as
right.
I have loved you. And again, in verse 17, the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, he says, these things I command you, that you love one another. Again, repeating it. And I just noticed, I read this a lot of times. I'm sure most of us are familiar with the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. But, I mean, I've often heard that, you know, where he met the Lord is saying that about his commandments. And I think people say that, well, this is the Ten Commandments. You know, he means the Ten Commandments. I don't necessarily think that's what he's saying. I think he's talking about his commandments, you know.
Yeah, the things that he told us to do.
Right, and he gives, I think it's, you know, now I'm not seeing it there, but I mean, I think he has somewhere in there, he says, a new commandment I give unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I just quoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was going to say, remember he summed up the commandments in two. He said the greatest commandment he was asked was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then he said the second commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself.
Right, and he said in these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Right, yeah, because if you think about it, that does sum up the two sides of the Ten Commandments, doesn't it? Our relationship with God and our relationship with each other.
Yeah, and you know, yes, and again, if we had more time, I'd probably belabor this, but I always was curious about verse 25 in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, because he says, but this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. And I always, that one is one that is always, that verse has always puzzled me, because he says, he doesn't say, well, you know, that this is, this might be fulfilled that is written in my law or my father's law or the law. He says, it is written in their law.
Well, you know, and that's good. Maybe you should call back with that sometime. I got one more caller to get to tonight. But let me just say something real quick with that. Remember, the Pharisees had added a lot of commandments to the law.
Yes.
And that may be reference to that. So, because he said in verse number 19, he said, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. And so when he's saying they, he's talking about the world and the world system, I think.
That has always intrigued me.
Yeah.
It's in their law.
Yeah. Well, you have to call again sometime with that, John. We can explore it.
Thank you, Pastor.
A little more. I appreciate that. That's a good observation. I appreciate that. So thank you, John. I appreciate that. And Terry, we managed to get to you before we ran out of time. Welcome.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing better.
Well, that's good.
I took for a bit there, but I'm getting better.
Well, that's good. You haven't been to China, have you? No.
No. Thank God. But anyway, I was, that's strange, eh? Like almost everything I was going to talk about was brought up. Like 2 Samuel, I've been studying that book, chapter 7,
David.
And Nancy, or somebody, you talked about Thessalonians, about the Lord returning.
Right.
And I had my finger right on that page when you, I was going to mention that, where it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up and together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I want to say that for the comfort people. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Exactly. God doesn't want us to be frightened. He doesn't want us to be panicked. And he wants us to be comforted. And, if we read the scriptures, we don't need to be ignorant. We don't need to be unaware of what is happening in the world. We don't need to be fearful. I mean, we can exercise concern, take common sense precautions, wash your hands, if I haven't said that before.
Romans chapter 8, I had my finger on this, says that, but if you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwelleth. But if you are not in the flesh, but if so be the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Right.
But the Spirit that of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. Like, it's such encouraging words.
Yeah, and we got to remember, we do belong to him. And so we put our faith in Christ and as our Savior, and then we need to trust him in our walk through this world. Now, that doesn't mean we need to go out and do stupid things. You know, I can trust Christ, but I'm not going to walk out in front of a truck racing down the highway and trust that God will save me from that. He gave me enough sense to hopefully not do that in the first place. So I hear the music going there, Terry. And so we are down to the last minute there. And we'll get to you again next week, I'm sure, Terry. So stay safe up there in Canada. And certainly pray for our neighbors to the north. I saw where the prime minister's wife tested positive for the coronavirus. And hopefully she's not going to have too much problems and go through safely there. She's not in that aged group that's more susceptible. And pray one for another. Watch out one for another. If you can be a help to somebody during these times, this is a time to do it. And appreciate, again, all of your prayers. Well, thanks again. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday if you haven't already. God bless. Stay safe. We'll see you next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station.